From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Reaction in California to the passing of Nelson Mandela. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson wrote, "Personally, I have always strived to live by one of Mandela's many remarkable quotes. There is no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living." Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was with Dr. Mandela during the opening ceremonies of the Special Olympics in South Africa, he says he told me about his struggles, his time in captivity, his persecution and oppression. Most people would have had nothing in their heart but revenge, but all President Mandela had was forgiveness. His life is the closest thing we have as proof of God. And then one more from Dr. Ernest Uwazi, the director of the Center for African Peace and Conflict Resolution at Sacramento State University. He wrote, "To the people of South Africa, thank you for allowing the world to share Madiba with you, and may we be deserving of his personal sacrifices and public service." Joining me now in the studio, Kevin Cottrell Ross, who is the senior minister and CEO of Unity of Sacramento and also had a moment in time with Nelson Mandela. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Would you share with me how you're experiencing this passing?
It is as though globally the sun has set, and perhaps there's no sense of it rising again. Yesterday, when I heard the news, I was taken off guard. I was totally devastated when one of my staffers brought me the news. And to know that Africa's favorite son is no longer here is very saddening.
You met in 1999.
Yes.
Would you share the story?
I was fresh out of college, Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. I went there in order to follow in the footsteps of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was also one of my great inspirations. And graduating college, I learned about a conference, the Parliament of the World's Religions. It's a conference where over 101 religious traditions gather to find ways to work across faith lines in order to solve our common hurts. And so Mandela, President Mandela was going to be keynoting at this, and a penniless college graduate, I said, "I'm going."
Wow.
Made this declaration. A chain of events occurred that not only allowed me to go, but allowed me to be a bona fide youth delegate. I made this declaration as I was flying to South Africa with one of my mentees, who also graduated Morehouse recently. I said that of all the people coming in and out of South Africa, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to shake the hand of President Mandela. I knew I would see him in the audience of over 6,000 people, but I was determined to hold hands with history. And as I entered this grand stadium where the president was going to be addressing us, I walked into a colleague of mine and mentor, really, Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith of the Association of Global New Thought, who I hadn't seen in years. And he says, "Kevin, what are you doing here?" "Well, I'm a delegate of the parliament." Mm-hmm. Tell me, what are you doing here?" He says, "I'm about to present an award to President Mandela." I said, "I totally want to join you in that." And he said, "It's done." But he said, "It's done" in such a way that as a that a boy, way to go. He wasn't guaranteeing it. But to make a long story short, I happened to have the right credentials. And as we walked in, I ended up backstage and standing there, president's advance team came while we were all gathered backstage. I'm backstage with people like Ela Gandhi, Gandhi's granddaughter, and some luminaries from around the world. And there, his advance team came in and said, "Please don't use any flash photography for the president because it hurts his eyes." And his eyes would be a theme for me that evening. So we stood still with bated breath, and in walks the sunshine. He walked in his charismatic way. He shook every hand in the honor corps. And then he finally got to me, and time stood still. And I had an opportunity to be with him long enough to really look into his eyes. and his eyes were not dimmed. There was no, you couldn't feel any bitterness or hatred or any of that. It was just a purity and a sunshine about him. And I knew I was holding hands with history, and I knew that just that touch in that moment, my life would never be the same again. And later I got to present with that delegation the award, the Gandhi King Award for Nonviolence to President Mandela.
In your eyes today, I can see that the moment is deep and echoing. And I'm wondering, all these years later, how that moment and his life play out in the work that you do.
You know, I'm in Sacramento in great part to his legacy, the legacy of Dr. King, the legacy of Mohandas K. Gandhi, whose ashram I just got recently back from visiting in India. I'm here because I am committed to forwarding and foraging the work of sitting in diverse settings, working on ourselves and working on our society. And I, Howard Washington Thurman, a 1923 graduate of Morehouse and one of the mentors to Dr. King, in the 40s was here in the Bay Area. He had a church for all people that was integrated of all races in the 40s. And I said, if I ever had a chance to work in a community of diversity on things that matter to our common humanity, I would jump at the opportunity. And one day I got the call, and that's what brought me here.
Two things strike me. He had time, because of those 27 years in prison, to deeply reflect, focus, and shape the message that he ended up taking out to the world. Mm-hmm. And I think we rush so fast through life that we miss silence wherever we can find it to focus who and how we are. Yeah. And then his practice of forgiveness ultimately became just a global teaching for humanity. Yeah. Will you speak quickly about silence and forgiveness as two key teachings?
Silence is not the absence of sound or the presence of quiet. It's the space in between that where you have access to a great reservoir of healing, of restoration, of inspiration. It's not a thing. It's a place. Forgiveness is that ability within every person to detach himself from anything that would obstruct the forward progression of his own soul. We don't forgive in order to benefit others. We forgive so that we can free ourselves.
Hmm. So what theme do you take with you? What will be that pebble in your pocket that you'll hold forever about the experience of Nelson Mandela in your life?
That we all can live our boldest dreams, despite whatever odds face us. We can live our boldest dreams. We can all dig a little deeper. We can all reach a little higher. We can all be a little more patient and be a little more persistent for the things that really matter the most to us. Margaret Mead said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. I always strive to be among that small group of thoughtful, committed citizens." And I'm glad I had the opportunity to have President Mandela be one of them in my life.
Well, Pastor Ross, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your remembrances. And that is Senior Minister and CEO of Unity Sacramento, Kevin Cottrell Ross. He is an author, an inspirational speaker, and the host of Design Your Life. We have more stories about the life and passing of Nelson Mandela at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.